You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Good afternoon, and once again, welcome to Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are with Valerie B. Hay. She is an accomplished marketing and events professional with over 12 years of experience with companies such as Club Med, Disneyland Paris, and Alliance Prestige Group. Having founded the Vibe Agency in 2004, Valerie has led her agency into what has been regarded as one of the most revolutionary and international event planning and destination management firms. Valerie, welcome to Event Talk here on EPN.
Thank you very much for having me with you today. I appreciate.
You are most certainly welcome, Valerie. Now, first of all, as a planner, what information do you need from the client in order to choose the correct facility for their meeting or special event? And also, what do you suggest as necessity if your client does not bring this up?
I would say that initial inquiry process that we have to go through with the client. We need to know even the smallest detail. So some of the questions that we may ask are in general, like, for sure, the dates, the time, how many people, what is the purpose of the event. But we really start getting into the meat of it when we find out also who the guests are. What is the purpose of the event? What is their demographic? And we want to know what the clients want to achieve by having the event. You know, people need to know that an event, it costs money. Everybody is focused on return on investments. And in the event industry, it's also very important. And the next level after that, it's to get into the priority. What is important to the audience? Is it the food and beverage? Is it the entertainment? Is it the decor? Is it an awards? And once we know all this priority, then we better know how to allocate the funds within the budget of the event. And after that, we also try to find out what the clients have done in the past. What do they like? What they don't like, if they have any special requirement, like, you know, with green event, for example. And we try to find out the level of the event that they are used to do in the past. And by uncovering all those details, it will help us to design their test. So, you know, we can also ask additional questions like, if you could have any event, what would be your dream event? All these questions will help us determine what is a wow factor, what we can focus on for the clients to make him happy. And if they are not able to tell us what will be the event of their dreams, they can maybe just give us one element of it that really blow their socks off. And we can show them pictures. Everything will help them just to determine what they are looking for. You know, it's really help us to see the level of the sophistication of an event by picture, or if a company prefer a DJ, in order not to suggest any headline entertainers. So it's really important to understand what our client really needs and wants, in order for us to design the best events.
What is an important piece of advice that you could offer to destination meeting planners not familiar with a particular destination?
Well, the best advice that I could give to someone would be first to hire us for the destination of Miami and New York. Really, I think a destination management company or a local event planner can benefit any client in many ways, from knowing the location and what the location has to offer, as well as having the relationship with local vendors to really make their program or event shine. In addition, when you hire a local professional, it will help you. And you can often save money. just day to day, but also in times of emergency and when you need last minute arrangement. As you have heard maybe saying sometime, if you think hiring a professional is expensive, I would say wait until you are hire an amateur. Because not having someone that knows the destination, it's pricing, and it can cost you in the long run. And in addition, I would say that someone that knows the destination will help you to be more creative, and you will be better events and activity that if you don't know well the destination. And if you are looking for of the beaten path option, it's your local destination management company and event professional that really know all those secrets of the destination.
Now, your client's vision for their event is large, but their budget typically is not, and you're challenged with creating a balance between effectiveness and efficiency. How do you go about offering alternative solutions and still keep them happy?
I would say that we always give the client what they need first, and we do that according to their priorities. Then we will layer in the creative elements that can give and be the fluff of the event. Smaller budgets don't mean that we cannot find cost-effective ways of being creative, in my opinion. It's more challenging, but I would say that cheap and cheerful can be just as efficient as extravagant. And it's more to do with what you can do with the money they have to spend. If a client wants to know what it would cost them to produce their vision, it's easy enough to give them a ballpark price and to demonstrate that it's out of their budget. And that's usually not a problem since corporate budgets are usually more finite, I would say.
Today we are joined by the founder of the Vibe Agency, Valerie Behay, who is an accomplished marketing and events professional with over 12 years of experience with companies such as Club Med, Disneyland Paris, and Alliance Prestige Group here on Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com. So Valerie, what are the three most important objectives to consider when planning a large-scale event like an award ceremony or a large-scale corporate party or destination meeting?
I don't know if there are three most important objectives to consider in a certain sense, because objectives of the event are set by what the client wants to achieve. Then we can ask the informational question. Large-scale events, it will be how many people, what do they want to do at the event, what have they done in the past? But for an award ceremony, the question will be how many people, how many awards will there be, what is the format they have used in the past? So three questions don't even begin to get you to the meat of the project, but in general, who, when, where, and why is really, I would say, a good place to start.
Why are contracts important?
Contracts are done for your protection. And you need someone that understands how to negotiate a contract. If it's an hotel contract, to understand attrition, to understand food and beverage requirement, cancellation as well, and how to negotiate a good contract on your behalf. Not doing any contract can leave you wide open for financial disaster or even having your meeting move to another space. So it's important that the planner know how to navigate the waters. And in addition, when we work with clients, we always get a contract signed. It protects both of us. It's true, if really a lot of companies don't require a contract before beginning to work on the project, I will say, beep, warning. They may be the one that will take your money and run or bill you thousands on the back end, and I think putting it all in writing keeps the whole process cleaner and neater. And I really would suggest working with an attorney that can help you put one together contract that will be applicable where you are based.
Valerie, what do you consider good on-site conduct? I'm sure from experience there's a lot you could say about this.
I would say that professional conduct on-site is a must and have to be taken seriously. Prior to each event, we have what we call a pre-con meeting, where we go over expected conduct when interacting with guests and our clients. This includes language, radio, etiquette, smoking, drinking, swearing, anything that might be viewed as an unprofessional. We also have a dress code on site that we expect our supplier and staff to adhere to at all times, and I think it's important.
The event or meeting has been executed and the client is not happy. Now what?
We always have a debrief after a meeting or an event, and I don't believe that it should ever get to the point of finding out the client is unhappy after the meeting is over, in my opinion. And we communicate with our clients throughout the process to ensure that results doesn't happen. There are things that we can be proactive about when planning to avoid unhappy clients, but I would say that sometimes things just happen that cause dissatisfaction, and we work at the time it happens to rectify it. We don't wait until after the meeting is over. And if you are taken by surprise that a client is unhappy after it's all said and done, I would say then shame on you, in my opinion.
Most definitely. Do you see any particular trends in the wants of clients in the last 5 years or so?
I would say that meetings and events that are strategic in their objective or messaging, social media integration, spoon bites, alternative menu, I would say color and style changes, creating, an event that feels more residential in styling, more modern, minimalistics. Green events are also really taken off in the past 5 years as well, I would say. These are more the trends that I see over the past 5 years, in my opinion.
You certainly do have a lot of insight and information and advice to give and to share and to serve in the event and event planning industry. If you would, Valerie, share with our audience where they can be in contact with you. Consider your services at the Vibe Agency in Miami, Florida.
So people can find us. We have a website, www.thevibeagency.com, T-H-E-V-I-B-E. agency.com, and they can find us through Facebook. We have a Facebook page for the Vibe Agency, and they have all my contact information also on our website.
Valerie, and in conclusion, is there anything else that you would like to leave in the form of a tip or advice on the topic that we have been discussing today?
To conclude, I will just give them three tips. The first one will be to hire a professional to help you with your meeting and conference. They have the knowledge of the destination, the quality vendors, and the best kept secrets. And of course, they can save you money. The second tips will be design for your customer within their budget. Listen to and understand their needs, then give them what they ask for. And the last one will be that it's our job as professionals to guide our clients in their event, and it's our expertise and creativity that they pay us for. Those are my three tips.
Outstanding. We've been speaking with the founder of the Vibe Agency, Valerie B. Hay, out of Miami, Florida. And the website, once again, is thevibeagency.com. Valerie, thanks so much for being a part of Event Talk here on EPN.
Thank you very much for having me with you today. I appreciate it.
You are most welcome. On the next episode of Event Talk, we will feature Darren Johnson, owner and executive producer of Darren W. Johnson Productions, as he will be addressing the importance of site inspections. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye.
EventInterface.com, event management and attendee engagement software. With Event Interface, you can easily manage registrations, sponsor, and exhibit sales. There's no software to install, and you're up and running in minutes. You can engage attendees pre, during, and post-event with private event social networks. We also include integrated event mobile apps to manage check-in, share event materials, and communicate with attendees via event text, chat, and forums. Easily share video, podcasts, and presentations pre and post-event. Event Interface is cost-effective. There are no transaction fees, just one low monthly fee. Get started today at EventInterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.